Gardening in the City. I've spent most of my adult life in the city. I like the feel of concrete under my shoes, the convenience of functioning public transportation, and rubbing shoulders with people from all walks of life. Several years ago, my family needed to move. To be exact, our landlord sold our apartment, and we ended up in the far reaches of the Paris metropolitan area, the Île-de-France. There have been many adjustments. One of them has been growing a vegetable garden. In the city, growing a garden on our balcony was a bit of a novelty. We had great plans. I envisioned full, plump, ripe red tomatoes and luscious, blossoming roses that wound their way around our windowsills. And I probably imagined an accompanying accordion player in a round flat hat and striped shirt too, because it is, after all, Paris. We took into account proper watering, soil, fertilizer, seeds, and I gave special attention to the right pots in the perfect style. What we didn't account for was pigeons, pollution, and our forgetfulness to water the plants. The result was not very fresh tomatoes from the store and cut flowers brought in from the market. Not to mention many seedling plants replaced by healthier ones from the store in a never-ending cycle. Yet, one plant that never failed was the dandelion. We lived on the 10th floor of an apartment on a major boulevard, and though I never planted a weed, they always found a home on our balcony. Amazing, even more, I remember walking one day on the Île de la Cité in Paris, one of the oldest parts of the city. There I saw in a street that had been paved for thousands of years, sticking up her malicious yellow head, the mocking presence of a dandelion. How does that happen? Moving to our present location, I expected to see them, and they have in no way disappointed me. But what I was unprepared for was the diversity of weeds and the rapidity of their growth. Since moving here, we've planted a garden. I tend to the fully perfumed rose bush that greets us as we walk in our door, but they are not alone. I've stood in amazement looking at my garden. Tilled a few weeks prior, the soil still soft and aerated. But because of other important occupations keeping us away, all that I could see was a green carpet of various weeds and thistles that I never planted. What's more, our garden was surrounded by almost waist-high grassy weeds that seemed to have overlooked our neighbour's garden, who at the time of my discovery was diligently toiling away in his field. Weeds are tenacious. They don't give up. From the rebellious city dandelion that defies thousands of years of urbanisation to the unrelenting green tide crashing over my radishes, they steal the nutrients from the good plants when they get too high. Their shadow blocks the sunlight, and they drink the rain that should go to my potatoes.